In the whirlwind of modern life, it's easy to lose sight of the timeless wisdom found in scriptures. Deuteronomy 5:12-15 reminds us to honor the Sabbath, a sacred time for spiritual reflection, rest, and renewal. This commandment is foundational to the Jewish faith, symbolizing God's rest after creating the world and serving as a reminder of our dependence on Him. The Sabbath is more than just a day of rest, it's an opportunity to reconnect with God and our loved ones. By setting aside time for worship, prayer, and fellowship, we acknowledge God's sovereignty over our lives and express gratitude for His blessings. Resting is not merely a physical necessity, it's also a spiritual discipline. In our hyper-connected world, where busyness is glorified and productivity is prized above all else, we often overlook the importance of rest. Yet, God Himself set the ultimate example of resting on the seventh day after creating the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 2:2-3, we read, "By the seventh day God had finished the work He had been doing, so on the seventh day He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done." If the Almighty Creator of the universe saw fit to rest, how much more do we, mere mortals, need rest? When we neglect rest, we not only neglect our physical bodies but also our spiritual well-being. The Sabbath provides a sacred space for us to pause, reflect, and refocus on what truly matters. It's a time to step back from the frenetic pace of life and reconnect with our inner selves and with God. In Mark 6:31, Jesus invites His disciples to come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. Even Jesus recognized the importance of rest amidst His ministry. He understood that rest was essential for physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The importance of resting. In our fast-paced, modern world, the concept of resting often takes a backseat to productivity and busyness. However, resting is not just a luxury, it's a vital component of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. God Himself set the ultimate example of resting on the seventh day after creating the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 2:2-3, we read, "By the seventh day God had finished the work He had been doing, so on the seventh day He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done." If the Almighty Creator of the universe saw fit to rest, how much more do we, mere mortals, need rest? When we neglect rest, we risk burnout, stress, and spiritual depletion. Our bodies need time to recharge, our minds need space to unwind, and our souls need moments of quiet reflection. Resting is not just about physical relaxation, it's also about nurturing our spiritual health. The Sabbath provides a sacred space for us to pause, reflect, and refocus on what truly matters. It's a time to step back from the demands of the world and reconnect with our inner selves and with God. In Mark 6:31, Jesus invites His disciples to come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. Even Jesus recognized the importance of rest amidst His ministry. He understood that rest was essential for physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. We should therefore prioritize rest in our lives, carving out intentional moments of stillness and solitude when we commune with God. Whether it's taking a leisurely walk in nature, enjoying a quiet cup of tea, or simply sitting in silence, it is prudent for us to embrace the gift of rest and allow ourselves to be replenished in body, mind, and spirit. The spiritual importance of observing the Sabbath. In Deuteronomy 5:12, the Lord commands us to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This divine directive underscores the spiritual significance of setting aside a dedicated time for worship, rest, and reflection. By honoring the Sabbath, we demonstrate our obedience to God and acknowledge His sovereignty over our lives. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of the Sabbath being a sacred day set apart for spiritual renewal and connection with God. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, Jesus challenges the religious leaders of his day by healing a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. Despite their objections, Jesus asserts that the Sabbath was made for humanity's benefit and emphasizes his authority as the Son of Man and Master of the Sabbath. Observing the Sabbath is more than just a legalistic obligation, it's a deliberate choice to prioritize our relationship with God. It's a day to pause from our regular routines and worldly pursuits, and intentionally focus on nurturing our spiritual well-being. By setting aside time for worship, prayer, and fellowship, we invite God's presence into our lives and deepen our connection with Him. The Sabbath serves as a weekly reminder of God's faithfulness and provision. It's a time to reflect on His goodness and grace, and to express gratitude for His blessings. As we enter into the Sabbath rest, we surrender our cares and concerns to God, trusting in His promises and provision. In our fast-paced, hectic world, observing the Sabbath may seem countercultural. However, it's in the stillness and quietude of the Sabbath that we find true rest for our souls. It's a time to replenish our spiritual reserves and draw closer to the heart of God. Conclusion: Trusting in God's Wisdom. As we reflect on the importance of resting and observing the Sabbath, we're reminded of the wisdom and guidance found in God's Word. In Deuteronomy 5:12, the Lord instructs us to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. This divine commandment underscores God's intimate knowledge of our needs and His desire for our spiritual well-being. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, Jesus affirms the significance of the Sabbath by declaring that it was made for humanity's benefit. By healing on the Sabbath and asserting His authority as the Son of Man, Jesus reveals God's heart for His people and His desire for us to experience true rest and renewal in Him. Observing the Sabbath is not just a legalistic obligation, it's a sacred invitation to trust in God's wisdom and provision. As we prioritize our relationship with God and intentionally set aside time for worship, rest, and reflection, we demonstrate our faith in His goodness and sovereignty over our lives. In a world that values busyness and productivity, the Sabbath stands as a countercultural reminder of our need for spiritual rest and rejuvenation. It's a day to pause from our hectic schedules and worldly pursuits, and to enter into God's rest with grateful hearts and open hands. Let's heed God's loving invitation to keep the Sabbath day holy, trusting that His ways are higher than our ways, and His plans are always for our good. May we embrace the gift of the Sabbath as a sacred opportunity to draw closer to God and experience His abundant grace and presence in our lives.